taking care of alleys. I'm Melissa Patrick. The village of Shreve passed an emergency ordinance at its meeting on Monday. Mayor Josiah Martin updated the council on the ordinance.
Ordinance 16-2026. This is the alley vacating ordinance. And this is something that we wrote up with some emergency language just because we were looking to get that taken care of. That was something that originally, I think, was sent Josie, was that July?
Yeah.
Or was it June? June 16th?
At least the second time we talked about it.
Yeah, the second time that we discussed this. So this is an ordinance vacating an alley between parcels 20-439. 20-437, 20-435, and 20-436, pursuant to a higher revised code section 723.05 and declaring an emergency.
According to the Wayne County Auditor's website, the alley being vacated should sit between Wood and Church Streets. However, maps of that area do not show a maintained alley. Council suspended the rules and passed the ordinance as an emergency. Martin then brought another ordinance to council.
The next item that we have then is also alley vacating. This is ordinance 17-2026. This is an ordinance vacating an alley between parcels 20-588 and 20-1055 pursuant to the Ohio Revised Code.
This ordinance would vacate a previously abandoned alley that was vacated improperly. The alley has access from Market Street, but dead ends into a guardrail just before Shreve Community Church. Council would again suspend the rules and pass the ordinance as an emergency. Among other updates from Shreve, the village approved a contract with the Wayne County Dog Warden for services in the village. Council also approved the purchase of two new ballistic vests for the police department. The council then voted to enter executive session. When they return, Martin presented a resolution.
Would be resolution number 19-2026, a resolution authorizing the mayor to enter into a purchase agreement for real property in the village of Shreve and declaring an emergency.
Council member Heidi Garst then shared a bit about the resolution.
The village has been given the opportunity to purchase the yellow house right next to the railroad tracks here in Shreve. And this is what this resolution is doing, is saying that, yes, we're allowing the mayor to enter into that contract to purchase this land that is available to the village.
Council would suspend the rules and pass the resolution as an emergency. The next meeting of the Village of Shreve will be Monday, August 3rd at 7 p.m. in Village Hall. In Knox County, police say they found a 49-year-old woman dead inside her home, and a 42-year-old man was arrested after a domestic incident early yesterday morning. Authorities say they were responding to a reported disturbance when they found the woman inside the home. They say Jason Payne was the only other person inside. The relationship between him and the victim is still unclear. According to court records from Cuyahoga County, he was convicted on charges including drug possession and tampering with evidence last July. According to police records, he was found with heroin. In 2024, court records show he was arrested on charges including domestic violence and strangulation. Those charges were ultimately dismissed last summer. The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday one accident, six incidents, and these four arrests. Robert Curtis Caldwell of Millersburg, who was arrested and charged with community sanctions violation. Susan Conti of Mayfield Village, who was arrested and charged with theft. Ashley Nicole McCoy of Crown City, who was arrested and charged with theft greater than $500 but less than $5,000. And William Michael Vares of Heath, who was arrested and charged with failure to reinstate license. Bear encounters are on the rise in the U.S. and here in Ohio. The Ohio Division of Wildlife says black bear sightings across the state have reached an all-time high, especially in rural and wooded areas. State wildlife officials are tracking a massive 576-pound black bear for research. There were 537 sightings in Ohio last year, more than double the number from 2023. One county commissioner has proposed redirecting county revenue from sports and education to foster care and children's services. Hamilton County Commissioner Alicia Reese has proposed that the county's 1996 Riverfront Stadium sales tax, which generates upwards of $150 million annually, be used to fund foster care and children's services. While that money has been used for stadium repairs and for Paycor Stadium and Great American Ballpark, as well as some money for education, the original language did not specify or restrict its use and allocation. The county's foster care program is $36 million in the hole and can no longer cover basic costs. And finally, the Ohio State Fair opens on Wednesday in Columbus, and one of this year's fair food flavors has been announced. The 2026 Ohio State Fair featured deviled egg flavor is birthday cake. The Ohio Poultry Association says it's in honor of America's 250th birthday. If birthday cake isn't your thing, there's a whole flight of flavors, including apple pie, mac and cheese, hot dog, ranch, and brisket. I'm Melissa Patrick reporting for Hometown News on WKLM.